This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Village in India has been evacuated after a crazed gang of 400 monkeys invaded the town and took control. The villagers said it was like a Planet of the Apes movie, with the intelligent animals attacking and driving them from their homes. Yikes. Speaking of animals, a new study says parrots have an intelligence level rivaling apes and dolphins. Researchers also discovered parrots are selfless, cooperative, and pro-social. They return good deeds and never seem to get jealous. And one adds, they can also be taught to cuss. New study published in Nature Medicine looked at aging on a molecular level, and they found people age differently on at least four different levels. They call the new era of research ageotyping. Our cells can age at least four ways: immune, kidney, liver, and metabolic. Depending on which of the cells age faster, the chances of getting certain diseases and dying from them is accelerated. Did you hear what happened after the national championship game on Monday night? Some of the players on the LSU football team were smoking cigars in the locker room to celebrate. Police stepped in and told them to put out the stogies. It's against the law to light up in public places. The cops went so far as to threaten to arrest any of the players who didn't obey the order. They complied. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Beware of electric scooters. According to new study, electric scooter injuries have jumped 222% over the past 4 years, with many e-scooter riders suffering broken arms and head traumas. I was injured because of a scooter accident. I'm not sure I would tell anyone. Just downright embarrassing. Is there something that would make you exercise? Apparently, 92% of respondents say they would work out if they had this one thing. No, it's not time, not exercise equipment or six-pack abs. Believe it or not, the one thing they claim that would get them to exercise is workout clothes they actually like. 70% say they worry others judge them for not having the right clothes in the gym. 67% say their current activewear is lacking. This is cute. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's announcement to leave the royal family stunned the world, except for maybe one British woman who said she knew it was coming. Jemima Packington says she's a fortune teller, but not one that reads cards or palms. She gets her predictions from asparagus. The 64-year-old, who claims she's been able to see the future since she was 8, learned from stalks of asparagus that the royal shakeup was going to happen. Her method involves throwing asparagus spears into the air and then observing how they land on the ground. Somehow that tells her about the future, and she claims to be right 75 to 90% of the time. Other things her vegetables have correctly predicted include Brexit and Theresa May's removal as Prime Minister. All right. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., his work, his message, his legacy will be celebrated on Monday, 11:30 to 1, at South Haven's L.C. Moore High School. It'll be a delicious lunch catered by L.C. Moore staff, followed by speakers, presentations, music, and fellowship. To find out more, call Rosalie Placati at 269-271-6307. 269-271-6307. We'll keep that number handy here at the station. Knucklehead news out of Kansas, where a man who is embroiled in a bitter divorce filed a request in court asking the judge to allow him to engage in a samurai sword fight with his ex-wife and her lawyer to settle things. 40-year-old David Ostrom explained in his filing with the court in Iowa that his ex, Bridget Ostrom, and her lawyer, Matthew Hudson, had destroyed him legally and wanted the judge to let them resolve their disputes on the field of battle. He argued that such a thing has never been explicitly banned or restricted as a right in these United States. Ostrom also asked the judge to give him 12 weeks to find proper Japanese samurai swords. The judge, in some very legal language, rejected the request. Well, it was worth a shot. The Daily Buzz. You find something that would fit the Daily Buzz, get it to me, Paul at WCSY.com. Drop it here at our station on M140 in South Haven. You can snail mail to 11637 M140 Suite B, or copy and post a link on our Facebook page. Cozy podcasts are at WCSY.com, our website. Become a subscriber, we'll email them to you. They're also on all the great podcasting outlets. Alexa will even play them for you. Just have her play Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM Daily Podcasts. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Landecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.